from IPM News, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, April 8th. Coming up, we'll learn more about why medical experts are debating if heart screenings that can detect abnormalities and prevent complications should be mandated. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Southern Illinois towns along the line of totality are holding events and celebrations for today's solar eclipse. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb reports from one small town that has welcomed people from all over the country.
McLeansboro, Illinois has a population of less than 3,000, but it's expecting hundreds of visitors as the town is directly in the line of totality. Thomas Skase traveled more than 1,000 miles from Philadelphia to witness the historical event. He says this is his first time really experiencing a small town.
Seeing that sign that said like 2,900 people live here and comparing it to like 1.6 million in Philadelphia, it's definitely an eye-opening thing and it's different. It's way different. It's culture shock.
Skase says he's eager to experience totality for the first time alongside friends from McLeansboro and others who traveled long distances for the historical event. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Thousands of eclipse chasers are descending on southern Illinois and Missouri, hoping for a chance to see today's celestial spectacle. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Munoz reports on how one southern Illinois town is preparing for their moment in the spotlight.
A total solar eclipse is usually a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence for a community. But for the town of Carbondale, Illinois, organizers say it's nice they're getting their second in 7 years. Sarah Van Voren is one of the lead eclipse event organizers at Southern Illinois University. She says they're expecting thousands to pack into the town for a chance to view totality, especially if there are clear skies.
There are people who are eclipse chasers, and they will change their plans last minute to really go where the weather is.
Carbondale and most of southern Illinois and Missouri will see the moon block out the sun for roughly 4 minutes during the eclipse. In Carbondale, I'm Brian Munoz.
There's a statewide advisory board that meets 4 times a year to figure out ways to address Illinois' opioid crisis. And their goal is to reduce opioid-related deaths in the state, which have been on the rise in recent years. John Warning is with the Chicago Recovery Alliance, which helps people who use drugs by providing clean supplies and overdose reversal medication. Warning says the state needs to invest more in overdose prevention, otherwise nothing will change.
I think it's bad policy and apathy that is killing people. I don't much more than the drugs themselves.
The board is made up of state officials, healthcare providers, and mental health advocacy groups. According to an Illinois Department of Public Health report last October, opioids are responsible for the highest drug overdose fatality rates across the state. A first-year gymnast for the Fighting Illini has made a name for himself. He was one of 4 gymnasts to take home titles at the State Farm Center on Saturday night. IPM's May Antar reports.
Freshman Brandon Dang took home the title in the pommel horse. The last Illini to do that was his coach 17 years ago.
It felt like amazing just to know like all my hard work paid off and like I was able to like see like the results show on the big stage. So yeah, it was really surreal.
Dang says he hopes someday to go to the Olympics and become a world champion. The men's gymnastics team had a rough start going in on Saturday for the individual competitions, including a career-ending injury for Evan Manavog during the all-around. But the team rallied and collected 4 titles. They are now preparing for the NCAA championships on April 19th. May Antar, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about why medical experts are debating if heart screenings that can detect abnormalities and prevent complications should be mandated. That story is next on 217 Today.
In nature's new miniseries, Dogs in the Wild, you'll travel the globe to meet the many species of the wild dog family, from the formidable Arctic wolf to the talkative dole, from the tiny fennec fox to the long-legged maned wolf. Plus, learn about researchers making groundbreaking discoveries and going to extraordinary lengths to save the wild canids around the world. Watch this and other critically acclaimed science documentaries with WILL Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced last fall that it will pump millions of dollars to track deaths from sudden cardiac arrest. It's part of the American Heart Association's goal to reduce sudden deaths by 2030. Meanwhile, some existing heart screenings can detect issues and potentially prevent future complications, including death. But medical experts have debated the value of mandating these tests for decades. SideEffects Public Media's Elizabeth Gabriel reports.
Teresa Mako describes her son Zach as an honor student, a caretaker for his family, and a fierce basketball player. Zach got heart screenings after his doctor thought he heard a heart murmur. The test said he was fine. Years later, the mother and son heard about a teenager dying from sudden cardiac arrest, but they thought Zach was in the clear.
And ironically, he and I talked about it, and we're like, so glad we don't have to worry about that with you because you had had a heart screening.
Ultrasounds and electrocardiograms can capture heart conditions much better than a physical exam, but the EKG is only a snippet in time. It doesn't account for when people go in and out of irregular heart rhythms, and they can incorrectly diagnose people. Some medical professionals recommend kids get screened annually after detecting a potential heart abnormality, but Teresa says Zach's cardiologist didn't tell them that. Exactly a week before his 18th birthday, Zach's heart stopped pumping blood. He went into cardiac arrest in 2018 due to an enlarged heart. His mom thinks his death could have been prevented.
Had he had a screening 2 years later, we might have seen something, and then maybe even screened again 2 years later, we definitely would have caught that.
For kids, a sudden cardiac arrest is deadly 9 out of 10 times. Half of the people who die from it don't show symptoms. Still, the American Heart Association doesn't recommend mandating heart screenings. They suggest giving a doctor your family history, have them listen to the heart with a stethoscope, and complete a physical. But medical professionals like cardiologist Preetham Jetty say that may not be enough for everyone.
Can a history and physical exam find everyone who's going to have a cardiac event? The answer is no. You will miss some. And that's where EKGs and ultrasounds can add some value.
That's why Mago and many other parents across the country now host heart screenings after losing a child to sudden cardiac arrest.
This is a natural human reaction to want to do something to make your child's death more meaningful.
That's Ben Levine, a cardiologist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. While he understands the rationale, he says more heart screenings are not the answer.
They want to help, but they don't necessarily understand or think through all the downstream consequences.
EKGs can incorrectly diagnose heart problems in as many as a quarter of patients. That can lead to families spending thousands of dollars in unnecessary medical bills and unneeded surgeries.
The problem is, A, our screening is not perfect. B, it causes a lot of problems and may, in certain cases, hurt people rather than help them. And the majority of people who are going to die or have a cardiac arrest are those who had normal screening to begin with.
These opinions reflect the larger heart screening debate worldwide. Research in Italy suggested that mandating heart screenings for all athletes was behind a significant decrease in sudden cardiac arrest deaths. But studies in other countries did not give similar results, and the Italian team was accused of refusing to share their data for an independent review. Levine says the question of whether EKGs save lives could be answered through a randomized controlled trial, but there hasn't been a big enough study and the data is spotty.
It's almost impossible to track outcomes in the United States. That's what makes it so difficult to study. There's no mandatory reporting system for sudden cardiac arrest.
One thing the medical community agrees on is that training people on how to do CPR and preparing schools with automated external defibrillators, or AEDs, and an emergency plan can save lives. Elizabeth Gabriel, SideEffects Public Media.
This reporting is supported by a grant from the USC Annenberg Center for Health Journalism's 2023 Data Fellowship. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 75 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today, contributed by Madison Holcomb, Brian Munoz, Mawa Iqbal, May Antar, and Elizabeth Gabriel. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.